You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Now I'ma do this thing like it ain't done. Hello, hello, it's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Can you believe it has almost been a year in quarantine? Like a full year of working from home, of being on lockdown, of just handling all of this stress and how much our lives have changed. I think it's safe to say that we've spent more time at home than ever before. But I've noticed something about my mood. When I stay in sweatpants all day, I just don't feel great. There could be 2 days that are identical, same level of productivity. I woke up at the same time. I ate the same food. Everything's the same. But the simple act of getting dressed makes one day so much better than the other. It seems to change everything. Now, although I understand the importance of getting dressed, I can't be expected to put on jeans or anything with a waistband. Like, I've got to stay comfortable. Which brings me to today's episode. It's extremely helpful and inspiring because over the past month, I've been asking my guests, how do you feel cute when you're at home? And their answers are great because I talk to a lot of fashionable, chic, smart, amazing women on this podcast, but I also talk to women who know how to put comfort first and who know how to be creative. So, if you're sitting in old leggings and a t-shirt listening to this, do not worry. I promise you'll walk away from this episode inspired. And if you're listening to this fully dressed, then good for you. I am trying to get on your level. Before I get into their answers of how they feel cute at home, I am going to share my personal tips. Now, this may seem really simple, but concealer is a game changer for me. Maybe it's because I'm a new mom and I am tired all the time, but when I put on concealer, I just feel like I'm ready for the day. So I do my skincare first, obviously, but I am obsessed with the Kosas concealer. I wear shade 8.2, and I put everyone onto this concealer because I think it is the best concealer I have ever used. It has replaced my NARS Creamy Radiant Concealer, and that to me was like the holy grail. But this concealer, it just looks like skin. So I put it under my eyes, around my mouth, and a tiny bit on my forehead, and I just blend it out. Foundation is like a thing of the past for me. It's all about this concealer. And I just do one coat of mascara with it. Now, a lot of people are having trouble buying concealer because you can't try makeup products at Sephora anymore. But I actually brought my NARS Creamy Radiant Concealer and I said, hey, this is my shade. I wear a Mond. Could you tell me which Kosas shade is closest to this? So I've linked to this product in the show notes. It's the bomb. Thank me later. Also, I'm having Sheena, the founder of Kosas, on the podcast soon. I reached out to her just like fangirling hard. Like I don't even like interviewing founders that much, but she is an exception. She's so cool. We had a great chat. We really connected. I'm excited about that episode. So my hair, I'm back to wearing my natural hair. It's just curly and kinky and loose and wild and free. I don't have my braids in anymore. So I keep it pretty simple. I'm just wearing a twist out and I do keep a silk scrunchie on my hand at all times when I want my hair out of my face. Also, I wear those big headphones that go over the top of your head. So that kind of just acts as a headband all day. But if you want a really fun, voluminous scrunchie for spring, check out Room Shop. They are a small company based in Philadelphia and they have these gorgeous silk oversized scrunchies that I think are just so fun to wear. I have a chartreuse one and a violet one that are so pretty. And then clothing wise, I'm not necessarily an expert, which is why I love the tips that my guests gave. I am also breastfeeding. So I wear joggers on the bottom most days and I found really good, comfortable sweats. I've done the thing that I said I was never going to do. When Kim Kardashian announced she was launching Skims, I turned my nose up at it. And then I saw the marketing month after month after month. And I thought, this looks kind of cool. I kind of like what I'm seeing here. But no, 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 I am not going to give in. And I finally broke down and ordered Skims. And I have to say, very comfortable loungewear, very flattering tank tops, very, very cozy, you know, underwear and bras. So I have Skims clothes now. I love the oversized boyfriend t-shirts they have, the long sleeve ones. I got a large. I think I could have even gotten an XL. I love the oversized look. I think it's so cool. My husband tries to steal them from me, but I love that product from Skims. Aloe also makes great, really soft joggers that are really cute. So that's kind of, I'm still in the loungewear space. And then for my top, to be very, very honest with you guys, anything that I can easily whip a breast out of is what I need to do on top. I can't do a lot. I do lots of button-down shirts or like tank tops where I can easily access my nipple to breastfeed. So that's me. But there is so much good advice on this episode. And I'm going to incorporate all of these ladies' tips into my spring work from home wardrobe. So we'll take a short break and then we're going to get into the episode. Anything I All right, first we're going to hear from fashion genius Tamu McPherson. She is the chicest woman I follow on the internet, period. So let's get into her advice first. So given that we're all oftentimes home for the full day and you don't see anyone, you can kind of feel a little bit slobbish and sweatpants. So what are your tips on like how to feel cute when you spend all day at home?
So what I've learned during this quarantine and lockdown phase is that, for instance, it's super easy just to create an outfit that is low-key but stylish. So a slip dress with a cardigan. And like, you feel, especially in the winter, you know, you're warm, you're cozy, but you have a slip dress on, which is, I would say it's, you know, it's still pajama dressing, but you can wear a slip dress out very elegantly. And that works. So that was a great tip. And another tip I learned was bling knits. So like the knit is, you know, it's winter right now. And if you get a knit that's like adorned in some way, that's just like an extra touch of magic. And, you know, in the summer, I would say just not to take it out of the seasonal kind of situation, go for linen dresses. You know, there's so many really pretty linen dresses out there that can feel very loungy, but are perfect for home.
I love that tip. Oh my gosh, I need to get a bunch of slip dresses and cardigans with pockets, because I find that when I'm at home all day, I need pockets to put things in. And when I'm wearing things without pockets, I get a little like, oh my gosh, where do I put my things? So I'm definitely going to get on that tip.
And I mean, I'll give credit where credit's due. I did like an online shopping experience with a Zoom shopping experience with Natalie Kingham from Matches. And those were like her tips. And of course, during the Zoom, when she was like all dressed up in like a Christopher Kane cardigan with the chainmail, I was like, and during like our meeting, she had another one on, like we had a, you know, a pre Zoom meeting. She had another sweater on. It was amazing. So credit where credit is due.
I love that tip. I love that tip. Thank you so much. Okay. Next, we're going to hear from beauty journalist Darian.
How do you find ways to like look cute and feel cute while you are at home, even if you have no one to see that day?
I still put fragrance on.
Really? You're doing fragrance at home. That's interesting because it's personal, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, even for this talk, I just felt like I put my makeup on. I did my hair. I put a top on. I have leggings on, but it just felt like this completeness to my look. And I just wanted to also smell something new or maybe something that I don't do as often, but I do sometimes put fragrance on, even if I'm just at home and kind of view it as like a pick me up a little bit, or maybe just something that gives me a sense of familiarity.
So interesting. And what fragrances do you go to?
I actually love the Glossier fragrance.
Ah, and that's like a super ISO-E fragrance that basically interacts with your skin chemistry to create like a unique scent that's like only you.
I also use Boreto of No Man's Land.
Okay.
So I love that scent. I also have this perfume I got in France that I can't remember. So I'm not a huge like fragrance or perfume connoisseur per se, and that I have a lot of fragrances, but what I do have, I use.
Okay. Slightly off topic question, but just because you brought up buying something in France, I have this weird thing where I've realized that when I buy products abroad, I think they're better. Like I got all these products in Tokyo and I'm like, this is the best eyeliner I own. But it's like only because like if I bought it at Walgreens, I like wouldn't care about it. But because I bought it abroad, don't you feel like when you buy products abroad, a trip, it has like a memory connected to it, you like cherish it a little bit more?
Exactly. Yeah. What I feel like does make it more valuable is almost the experience, because you're in this new world and you found this thing that you never would have found at home, or you know what I mean? And you did it also in real life. It wasn't something you just like found on the internet.
Right.
So.
Right. Oh, RIP, like shopping in person. I miss it.
Me too.
Well, thank you for that fragrance tip. I'm going to try putting fragrance on to see if it like boosts my at home cuteness vibe.
Yeah, I feel like it will. You got to let us know on Instagram.
Okay. We'll do. All right. Thank you, Darian.
Thank you.
Love that advice from Darian. I have tried the fragrance tip, but I do have a baby on top of me for a lot of the day. And I don't know that Mavi loves perfume, but I like the idea. So if you guys try it, let me know. Okay. Moving on to Amelia and to all of my corporate friends. The Zoom fatigue is real. Let's stay strong. It's hard out there. Let's get into Amelia's tips.
So Amelia, you are a working woman like myself. You have to be on Zoom all day. One, can we just talk about how draining it is to have to be like in TV presenter mode all day on camera?
You know, I'm lucky in that for me, it's not all day. My company's culture is not one of cameras on.
Oh, really? And okay, that's nice.
So that gives me the luxury of being able to show up and do all of my distracting activities without being noticed.
Okay. Okay. But so cameras off culture helps a lot.
It helps a lot. I certainly, there are times when I have video on, in which case I'm trying to figure out what's that spot on the couch that lends for the best background, or how do I do my hair or whatever it might be to look presentable for the client or for my boss, et cetera.
Great. But because you are in a less camera intensive work environment, that means that you don't really have to get dressed up. You could spend all day in your pajamas, which I have been known to do, especially when I'm on mat leave. And honestly, it's comfortable, but I don't feel great about myself. There's something that just, I feel like my appearance and productivity feel somehow inextricably linked. So the topic that I want to ask you about is like, how do you feel cute, maybe even sexy, beautiful, while you are at home all day and we're not having like as much human contact or need to get dressed as we used to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do think that getting dressed in the morning is key for me. While I could stay in my pajamas all day, as someone who's been a remote worker for years now, the change of clothes is a way to signal to myself, my brain, that I'm on now for the day. This is my active self. My uniform that makes me feel super cute as well as very comfortable has been high-waisted joggers.
Love
and
it. From where?
You know, like, I love the Adam Selman Sport. I got them at Urban Outfitters.
Cute.
Another loungewear company that I'm into is called Lounge. They're based in the UK and they have some cute little sets, so lots of great high-waisted joggers. I'll wear no bra because that's my most comfortable self.
Yeah.
With some kind of stretchy crop from the likes of Free People or Zara, just kind of a bralette of sorts or long sleeve crop top. And feeling cute also involves going outside for me. I've set up an outdoor desk. And nice. So I'll catch the sunshine, put my sunblock on, of course, but spending that time with myself. Another thing that I've kept up, and it's really just for how it makes me feel, are my bi-weekly pedicures. I do them myself.
Nice.
And granted, I'm wearing closed-toe shoes and no one's seeing my feet, but it just makes me feel, I like to see a painted toe and it's a fun, what color am I going to do? What's the change of season? Like, these are my fall colors or my spring colors. And it kind of sets the mood for where I'm at, even though my environment is largely the same.
I'm so impressed that you do that pedicure for yourself. I feel like I have intentions of doing things like that for myself, but then it slips away. Do you put it on your calendar? Like, or is it like every other Friday I'm going to do this? Like, how do you make sure it gets done?
I think that if I see a chip in my polish, I'll typically notice it in the shower. It just frustrates me. And then I'm kind of make a mental note to time for a pedicure. And I'll usually do it during the weekday because that's when I'm least active in terms of going out in the evening. And because it takes me a lot of patience and self-control to let the nail polish dry.
Yeah.
But I've been doing them since I was a kid for myself and just never broke the habit.
That's great. I wish I could do my own pedicure. I feel like I could if I tried, but
you certainly could. Practice, practice, practice.
Yes.
But also you don't have to go out and treat yourself if that's your idea of relaxation. For me, I find the activity as a way to turn off. So it doesn't bother me.
Love it. Love it. So, okay. Get outside, do your biweekly pedicure and have cute, comfy loungewear with preferably a high waist.
And I would say face mask every day.
Ooh.
No one's seeing me. There's no reason not to. I definitely have a moment to hit my bathroom and apply a face mask, whether it be post shower or after I do a little face wash in the morning. Any reason to spoil myself that's easy and accessible at home,
I
try to take advantage of.
Exactly. As much as we all want this horrible virus to end and for life to go back to normal, there is something that I think we're all going to miss about the amount of time we've gotten to spend at home and just pamper ourselves.
Totally. And I really hope that we see the culture of work change so that we can be remote more, because there's so many benefits to it. Being able to do laundry in between work calls or whatever it might be, it takes far less time to maintain your life at home if you don't have to be at the office all day.
Absolutely. So well said. Well, thank you, Amelia, for sharing your thoughts on this topic.
Thank you, Brock.
I love the idea of a face mask every single day. Since this conversation, I have tried doing more face masks. I'm much more of a cameras on company culture, so I can't really be face masking in the middle of the workday, but I am starting to do a face mask before I get into the shower at night, and it's really fun and luxurious. Okay, last but not least, let's get some tips from Erica.
So the question that I'm asking to all of my guests for this month, we're all in quarantine. We're all spending a lot of time at home. Now you have lots of like work meetings. You're like a boss. You're like on Zoom all the time. But one of the things that people are struggling with is like, how do you feel cute? How do you feel sexy? How do you feel beautiful when you're at home all day?
I love this question. I was actually talking to one of my best friends about it. And she's half Japanese and half Black. And also being Nigerian American, we were talking about this idea of how like our moms always had an outfit even when they were home all day. And that's like a cultural thing. Like, you know, even at home you have like what my mom would say, you have an attire even at home. Like, you know, there's a thing. And you know, in Japanese culture, like even in geisha culture, it's like you don't leave the com- confines of the compound, but you were always in this like immaculate kind of dress. So literally 2 nights ago, we were talking about this of just trying to evoke more of that kind of ancestral energy of even our great grandmothers and beyond, like had a uniform or a attire that they wore for the home. And my friend that actually brought this up in conversation, she was just like, as the pandemic goes on, it's going to be even more important to understand what your home attire and wardrobe is. And so for me, I have a set of things that I only wear during the week for work. I always have been like that, even before the pandemic. There's like kind of 10 or 15 things, and they're just kind of in a rotation, and they're pretty seasonless and timeless and can be worn in different ways. And I tend to always be in one palette for the most part. It's usually some kind of neutral tone. So I just kind of keep that going, and already having a uniform and a rotation in my wardrobe, it was really easy to adapt that to the pandemic. Like I do like vibey sweats with like a crop top energy, like on the weekends, because I know that's weekend time. But then when it's weekday, you know, like today I'm wearing like a little bit of like a base range top, but that has a little bit of like a,
I love it. You know, fun.
It's a French brand called Base Range. Their stuff is so beautiful. And not only is it beautiful, they choose really soft fabrics. And so like, if you're someone who like hates seams and tags or feels like doesn't like things to feel itchy, like the almost everything in their line is like so gentle to the body. So I love all their stuff. Their underwear is amazing. Socks are amazing. Ooh. And like gauzy tops. Everything is great, like all of it. And then I'm wearing these like Japanese like overalls, but like these are pieces I've had for a really long time. So I think maybe it's making the investment of getting less things, but getting things that will last you for a long time and that are not, you know, in a specific time or moment. Like I'm not into like fad fashion. Like right. I just kind of always, I find my things and I kind of, you know, stick to it. Right. I will say for Zoom, I'm all about like a vibey neckline. That's definitely a thing now. Like what's going on from like, you know, mid chest up. that's always you. Like I love a little like scarf is cute. Like a little napkin top is fun now because it's all this. So that's kind of been my go-to is just like doubling down in my like uniform wardrobe and just really being like, these are weekday clothes. These are weekend clothes. So I know where I am in the week is helpful. Can't beat me, join me, baby, then get the clapping. Bang it in your whips
to get your neck snapping. I know you hoping that I rest so you can breathe. All right, that's it. I hope you guys were inspired by hearing how these women are approaching getting dressed to stay inside all day and just how to feel cute when you're alone and you've got no one to see but yourself. I think this episode is an important reminder that you don't get dressed for other people. You don't look good for other people. So much of looking good and feeling good is for yourself. So let's all keep that in mind. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back next week with a fabulous new interview, new episodes every Monday at Naked Beauty Planet on Instagram. And if you want to keep in touch with me and see everything going on in my family and my life, at Brooke Tavard. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Then can't nobody sit and coach this. You feeling lucky, then approach me. I'm like a glass, you just a coaster under me. You wanna make it ugly, can't do nothing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.